Daddy? Are you awake?
Of course it's me. I know it's dark here, but who else calls you Daddy? And we're the only two people here.
I can't sleep, Daddy. I'm scared.
It's dinosaurs underneath our treehouse. They keep roaring and scratching at the tree.
Are the dinosaurs going to eat us, Daddy?
I just can't sleep when I'm worried about stuff like that.
I need my big, strong Daddy.
I know your bed isn't all that big, and it's barely a bed, just a pile of leaves covered with some blankets and stuff, but
there's room for both of us on it if we cuddle. Thank you, Daddy. Let me slip in next to you. Under the top blanket. There. Much better. No, I'm not wearing anything, Daddy. You know how hot and humid it is this far in the past? Yes, I'm completely naked, and even then I'm sweating a little. You can probably tell when my body brushes up against you. There's no way I could sleep with even underwear on like this. Even if the dinosaurs weren't making noise and keeping me awake. But it's pitch black in here, so you can't see anything. I don't wear much more during the daylight anyway. Just that jungle girl outfit I made out of fur and what was left of my schoolgirl uniform. That doesn't cover a whole lot, and even then, it's too warm most of the time. And since we're almost 100 million years away from the nearest air conditioning, I just have to do what I can.
No, don't apologize again, Daddy. It's not your fault we're stuck in the past. I'm the one who accidentally turned on your time machine and sent us back here. I should apologize to you. And it's not your fault you can't figure out why the time machine won't work now. I know you've spent most of your time trying to fix it, but we've been here for weeks now. We've got this little treehouse fort to live in. Doesn't have a lot of room, especially with the time machine up here, but we can expand it, and it keeps us safe from the dinosaurs. We really should start planning for the future, Daddy. Not the future that we came from, but our future. Here in the past. We might be stuck here for a long time, Daddy. Maybe the rest of our lives. You're still pretty young, and I'm a lot younger. It could be a very long time for the both of us. Or maybe the dinosaurs will get us tomorrow. We just don't know. But whether we live decades or just one more day, there's one thing I know for sure. I don't want to die a virgin. Daddy, I know what I'm saying. If we were back in the present, I wouldn't think of saying such a thing. But it's just the two of us, trapped in the past, and if we never get the time machine fixed, I'll never see another boy in my life, and you'll never see another woman. I'll never get to be a mommy. You'll never get to be a grandfather. I've already been the only real woman in your life for years anyway. I've taken care of you for so long. I've been like a wife to you. Except for in the most important way. It's not illegal, Daddy. Not because I'm your daughter or because I'm too young. Those laws won't be created for millions of years yet. They have no power over us here. There's no one to tell us what is wrong but us. And I think it would be more wrong to spend the rest of our lives without love than to worry about silly laws and rules from cultures that haven't been created yet. Well, yeah, we might get back to the future. I know you're going to keep working on fixing the time machine, and if we do, then we can stop making love with each other and pretend none of it ever happened. No one has to know, because I know I'll never tell, and if you feel guilty about us, at that point, you could just travel back in time and stop it all from happening in the first place, right? So, really, this is a no-lose situation for you. Either you get to have sex with your cute little daughter, consequence-free, for the rest of your life in the past, or if you fix the time machine, you can undo it all if you'd like. Maybe my little hand will make the decision easier, reaching into your boxers. You're already hard, despite how you keep arguing against what I'm saying. Is it my words that have made you hard, Daddy? Or is it my body, brushing against you from time to time, and the knowledge that I'm naked? Or the combination of the two, knowing that you could have this body as your own. See, Daddy? My saying this makes you even harder. I can feel the blood rushing into your penis. Let me take your hand. Let me show you what all this is doing to me. I told you, Daddy. I'm all wet from thinking about this. About having my daddy's cock inside of me. The more I think about it, the more my pussy gets wet so that it'll be easier for you to do it. My daddy's penis could probably just slide right into my tight little hole so easily right now. But it would barely hurt when you took my virginity, and it would feel so good afterward. Let me pull your boxers off, Daddy. I can feel how warm you're getting. And it lets me move my hands up and down, you know. That feels good, doesn't it? Your cock doesn't care that it's your daughter's hand. It's just as good as any other woman's. And my pussy will be just as good as any other woman's, too. Probably even better, because I'm younger and it's never been used before. But I want you to use it. Use my pussy, or my mouth, or my butt. Use any part of me that you want, Daddy. Let me lie down on my back. And you can just roll on top of me. Oh, you still got your hand on my pussy. Can you tell how it opens up a little as I spread my long legs for you? Oh, Daddy. My body's all hot and sweaty now, Daddy. Temperature is beginning to drop. I need your body close to me and on top of it to keep it warm. Yes, Daddy. No, you're not too heavy. I like the feeling of you on top of me, pressing down on me. But it's not enough. I want you inside of me. And you want to be inside of me. We both know that. Yes, it's dark, so let me help you. See? Your cock is lined up right against my little pussy. Oh, I can trace the tip of your cock up and down my slit. I can even push it in a little. Oh. Oh, I'm so wet now. Although I think some of that is from you, isn't it? I could feel the pre-cum on your cock when I was stroking it. Oh. Oh, we're both so ready. Oh, but you need to be the one to put it into me. You've got all the leverage and the strength. And I want to wrap my arms around you as you do it. Oh. No, no, no. It's okay, Daddy. Keep pushing. I'm the one who started this, remember? Oh, I need it so badly. And it would be so mean of you to stop when I'm so ready. And we're so close. Just please.
Please push it inside of me. Please. Oh! Oh! Oh, yes, Daddy. Oh, you're so gentle with your little girl. Oh, even if we do return to the future, I don't think I could have lost my virginity to a better man. No one else would be so careful with me. No other man would care so much for my comfort and my pleasure. And only a daughter could care so much about how her daddy feels. I want to be the best lover you ever had, Daddy. Better than Mommy ever was. I want my pussy to squeeze in all the right ways around you and move just when you move. So tell me when I'm doing good, Daddy. It's the only way I'm gonna learn. Oh, how's that? I heard you moan, so you must have liked it. I'll keep doing it. And trying other things. And you just keep doing those same things to me. Yes, keep fucking your little girl and make her your little woman. Oh, Daddy, I can't stop my legs. They just want to wrap around you and pull you deeper into me. And if you want to fuck me harder, you can do it, Daddy. I'm not like one of my dolls. I won't break if you're too rough with me. not too rough. Not for my first time. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Harder is good, Daddy. Oh, so good. Oh, you're making this so good for me, Daddy. I can tell. I'm gonna have my very first orgasm. Oh, and it's gonna be my own father's cock and his cum. No, you have to come inside me, Daddy, please. It's not like we have any protection here anyway, and it's only a matter of time before you accidentally come in me anyway. They said in school that pulling out isn't effective, and you wanted to be a grandfather, and I want to be a mother, and it's up to us to populate the human race, even if it changes the future. No, don't slow down. Go faster. Oh, fuck your little girl faster, Daddy. Faster. Harder. Oh, Daddy, I'm ready for my orgasm. I'm ready for you. Come. I'm ready to be your woman. And your wife. But no matter what, I'll always be your daughter. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, my God, Daddy, you're coming. Oh, God. I can feel it inside of me. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm coming too. Daddy, that felt so good to have you make love to me. You come inside of me. No. Don't feel guilty, Daddy. It's what we both wanted. And I'm the one that started it. Oh, don't feel bad about being stuck in the past, Daddy. It really wasn't your fault. Well, I might have pushed those buttons on purpose. I needed to get you alone, Daddy. And I needed to keep you there, which is why I rewired the flux capacitor when we got here. Looks like it's in there correctly, but the wires are backwards. You could fix it in a minute if you wanted to. Or we could just spend some more time here in the past making love with you teaching me all about sex, Daddy. Kind of like a honeymoon with more dinosaurs.